Louis Trapani here on day two, officially day two of Gallifrey, unofficially day three, really. And it's been Saturdays are always a very quick day. I was talking with Mike Durino, Canadian correspondent for Doctor Who Podshock, earlier this evening in Champions, and we were commenting how quickly Saturday goes on the convention. Every day goes very quickly, but it seems to be that Saturday really accelerates, and probably Saturday is the longest day as far as programming goes. Now, I'm not going to cover everything we did today because we recorded a Doctor Who Podshock episode that we're going to be releasing soon that covers basically what we did today and yesterday and brings you up to date on everything that's going on halfway through Gallifrey. So stay tuned for that. And but it's an exciting Gallifrey, just like the past ones, and it's great seeing a lot of new faces here. Really, really good to see that. A lot of people here for the first time, a lot of people here who have been coming here for the last few years, like ourselves, and of course then there's those real veterans that have been here for many, many years. We're talking like 10 years, and there's even some that have been here for all 21 years. Well, I'm going to keep this boo short, so that's it for now, and cheers, and here's to Gallifrey 21. Oh, and by the way, Gallifrey 22, tickets are now available. Well, I don't think online yet, but here at the convention itself, you can purchase your tickets for Gallifrey 22 at the extremely discounted price right now of only $45. So get them now. Whether or not you're planning to attend or not, it's an investment. We hope you can attend, but even if you can't, if you don't know for sure, it's still a worthy donation to a fabulous convention. Cheers.